Family First Ruth speaking.
Hi, Ruth. This is Carolyn. Can you tell me what's going on?
Hi, Carolyn. I'm sorry. I don't have any updates. We're still trying to reach her. I'm not sure why she's not answering.
Well, that's going to be a problem, okay, because I don't know. Did you reach out to someone else?
So not yet. I did tell Sarah that she should be on the lookout for someone else. Sarah is the one that does the staffing. She finds dates. So I told her that she should, start looking for someone else in the meantime. So that way, you know, if Kiara doesn't get back to us, we have someone else.
Yeah, because she needs to stay on that because Kiara did not get back to you. And it's almost 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's late in the
day. Right. And that may not be a problem for you guys, but for me, you know, like I said, I'm a diabetic. I'm also, I have asthma, and if I don't eat, you know what happens. So I really need somebody to come. I'm trying to be patient. I'm trying to be patient. I'm trying to be nice. But, and you guys asked for this, you know, this, me as a client, and already there's a problem. And that concerns me a lot. It concerns me.
I wish I could help you more, Carolyn, but we're trying our best. We're really trying our best. But I wish I could help you more, you know.
Do you have more AIDS? I mean, come on, can you just be honest with me? Do you actually have more AIDS that you could send?
So we do have AIDS in the area. I'm not sure if all of them, you know, are currently on a case or not. I would have to ask Sarah. But I'm not sure.
No, you're not. And why haven't you asked Sarah before now? Why do I have to call just to find this out when that's what you should be doing on your own? And again, this concerns me a lot that I have to call and find out these things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said? Mm-hmm.
Listen, Carolyn, I'm doing whatever I could to help you. Okay.
I know that. I hear you. But just try to put yourself in my place. You're telling me you have to ask Sarah. We've known since this morning that I need someone. The young lady is not answering her phone. So right away, Sarah should have just got on it right then. And you're saying to me, Sarah's the only one that knows about the AIDS. So
right,
my
because
concern
that's not
is
something
why
that I do. Mm-hmm.
No, okay, and I understand that. But being that kid being the case, why haven't you asked Sarah to look for someone?
So I told you before that I did. I told her to look for someone else. I told her that she should look for someone so in case Kiara doesn't answer the phone, you know, until, you know, the end of the day or something, then at least we should have someone else.
I'm trying to understand you.
It doesn't seem like she found someone yet, but I told her to look out for someone. I told her to look for someone else.
So if this is hard to find someone else, then that's going to concern me if I should stay with this company.
Well, that's going to be your choice, Carolyn.
I know. But, you know, look at what I'm dealing with already. This is the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Please just keep me informed, okay?
I hope this goes well. Yes,
I really hope
so too, Carolyn.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.